Like the series itself, Zu Asche, Zu Staub is both seductive and beguiling.
Zu Asche, Zu Staub, dem Licht geraubt, doch noch nicht jetzt.
Sung by Lithuanian actress and Babylon Berlin co-star Severeia Janušauskaitė, the haunting melody reached number one on iTunes after the series aired on public television. Released on Sky and Netflix in 2017, it had already captured audiences across the globe, with fashion designer Tom Ford using Zu Asche, Zu Staub on the catwalk to launch his spring-summer collection. The song's success and that of the series lies in its ability to capture the essence of the late 1920s, especially the danger and the decadence. Poignantly, it recreates one of Berlin's most iconic nightclubs from that period, the Mocha Efti, with exotic dancers and a big band on stage and well-heeled patrons letting loose on the dance floor.
People dream about the 1920s and people have visions what the nightclub was like, and that's pretty much an enacted vision.
That's Nico Weidemann, a musician and composer from Berlin who wrote the hit song with Mario Kamin, and renowned German film director and producer Tom Tykwer.
I used to live in New York for many years, and I got mails on a daily basis from the States when it showed in America, because people went berserk over it, especially the scene at the Mocha Efti.
Based on an adapted screenplay of novels by author Volker Kutscher about a Cologne police inspector sent to investigate morality crimes in Berlin during the late 1920s, the prize-winning series was created and directed by Tykwer and his partners at Exfilme Creative Pool.
Ladies first. Hello.
Break a leg.
Ah, there you are.
Good to see you. How are you doing?
Weidemann is hard to miss with his signature black top hat and eye patch, even here in the crowded gala room of Bauhaus Berlin, one of the capital's last original dance halls. We head backstage where the 57-year-old and his co-writer, Kamin, chat and relax ahead of tonight's supposedly low-key performance. On stage, this 14-member ensemble, comprising brass, reed and strings, transforms into the Mocha Efti Orchestra.
Guten Abend im Mocha Efti. Ihr kommt einfach rein ins Mocha Efti.
Offstage, Weidemann, who plays piano in the orchestra, recalls being enthralled at footage he discovered during research for the series of a 1930 film shot in an old theatre at Potsdamer Platz, starring German actress Lillian Harvey.
It's a mind blower. There's Josephine Baker dancing, and there's Cindy Bechet, there's a black band, there's like 80% of the audience is black. You think you're in Harlem. It's crazy. So you get an idea, but times really were quite amazing.
It's not lost on fans like Farina and Inga, who travelled from Hanover to be here. The friends have been hooked on the series ever since it aired on public television.
The whole backdrop of those times was totally crazy. How should one describe it? A time when those who had survived the First World War and had started to live their lives again as if it were their last, how they lived in the moment, that was really thrilling and made it so fascinating.
Babylon Berlin had us so geflasht.
Babylon Berlin and the music from the series wowed us so much that we just had to travel here to come and be a part of it.
They're among 350 guests, many of whom have donned their 20s finery for the occasion. Diminutive Charlotte is one of those. The 50-year-old's hair is set in finger waves and a black feather boa drapes over a sequined Gatsby-style gown she tells me belonged to her grandmother Greta, who knew the famous club in its heyday.
She's born in 1909. And when she was at Mocha Efti's concert in Mocha Efti, she was 20 years old.
Her friend and 30s devotee, Mike, explains Berlin's bohemian renaissance.
My suit is an original suit from the 30s. The shirt is original, so we have got a very big scene here in Berlin with swing dancing, sharks and stuff like this. People meet in private homes, dressed like the 20s. and act like 20s, become bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's no surprise to musical director Weidemann either.
People take advantage of a bit of a carnival, you know. People love to escape. This is all about escapism, the escapism that was celebrated in the especially the late 1920s, when people really were trying to, you know, escape very harsh life. In fact, we don't know what a hard life is here, you know, it's in comparison to that.
Now the Mocha FD Orchestra, the musicians and songwriters who played live on stage in the TV series, are inviting guests to share in their Weimar Republic-inspired music as they take it on tour. Aside from songs from the TV soundtrack, the nationwide concerts will feature new music written by Weidemann and his co-writing partner Camin, who sings and plays banjo in the ensemble. Beginning in Hamburg this weekend, the Mocha FD Orchestra will play to audiences in 18 cities. With several concerts already sold out, those interested better be quick. A musician for 30 years, Weidemann is thrilled to be elevating music born over a century ago to new audiences in a live setting, on the back of a wave of popularity in 20s culture and TV series. With any luck, he hopes it won't just be the German audiences who share in this experience.
London is buzzing with old theatres, and so is New York, and so is Paris, and so is Amsterdam. So you need to find those spots. In fact, if things go right, those spots will find us.
Louise Gorman, DW, Berlin.
Mit Sand, leg deine Hand in.